بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last week we learned that one of the benefits of durood, salat ala rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that it increases the chances of your dua being answered. In fact, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says that your dua does not ascend up all the way to the heavens, and it is not received by Allah until you haven't sent salat and salam, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another great benefit of durood, salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is found in the hadith of Ubay bin Ka'b. Ubay bin Ka'b once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, inni ukthiru salat alayk. O Rasul of Allah, I send a lot of salat upon you, a lot of durood upon you. فَكَمْ أَجْعَلْ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ. But O Rasul of Allah, I have dedicated time for dua, where I make dua for myself. How much of that time should I dedicate for durood upon you? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, مَأْشِئْتْ. Whatever amount you want to set aside for durood, you can, it's left up to you. I will not stipulate it. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, الرُّبْعَ. One quarter of that time, 25% of the time that I spend in making dua, I'm going to dedicate 25% of the time, a quarter of the time, for durood, and the rest for dua for myself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا شِئْتَ وَإِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whatever amount you want to spend in durood upon me, but if you increase it, it will be better for you. We are the beneficiaries of durood ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, okay, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, النصف, I'll increase it to a half. So 50% of the time, durood upon you. 50% of the time, I'll make dua for myself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. Great, whatever amount you stipulate, but if you increase, it's better for you. So he says, O Rasul of Allah, الثلثين, two-thirds of the time, I'm going to spend it on durood upon you. And the rest, one-third of the time, I'll spend it making dua for myself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. If you increase it, it will be better for you. He says, Ya Rasul of Allah, أَجْعَلْ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا لَكَ. The whole time, I'm no more going to make dua for myself. I'm only going to use that time for sending salat and salam durood upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do that, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكَ وَيُغْفَرْ ذَنْبُكَ. If you do that, your every anxiety will be removed. Allah Ta'ala will grant you relief from every worry that you have, any anxiety that you suffer from, any sort of problem that you have. But this is not confined to the day of Jumu'ah. Today we have confined salat and salam and durood to the day of Jumu'ah. This is excessive salat and salam upon the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a daily basis. So this is the second benefit. One is your dua will get answered. The other benefit, excessively sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will take care of your worries and your concerns and whatever bothers you and causes you anxiety. And number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيُغْفَرْ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of the sins that you have committed. May Allah grant us in this time.